Good morning and welcome back to the Sanford Center. Kelly Schultz with you here on PaulBunyanHockey.com, our 30th anniversary of the Paul Bunyan International Youth Hockey Tournament here in Bemidji. First game in the championship brackets in the books. Brainerd defeating Hibbing Chisholm 11-1 just moments ago. We get you our Blue Ox bracket this morning between Grand Forks Greyhounds and the Minot Wolves. The Minot Wolves taking a look at how they did in their play this weekend. They lost on Friday to Hastings 3-2, then defeated Brainerd 4-3. Then on Saturday, lost in their final pool play game, 5-0 over Roseau, but then won their bracket play 4-3 over Dryden. The Grand Forks Greyhounds won their first game of the tournament, 6-0 over Hibbing Chisholm on Friday, then lost 6-3 against St. Cloud. On Saturday, then, lost to Champlain Park 6-1 in the last pool play game, but then defeated Thief River Falls 2-1 in their bracket play. The starting lineups coming up here in about a minute 46. Again, thanks to our great sponsors of our broadcasts this morning, Higgins Heating, McDonald's here in Bemidji, Ottertail Power, Stitsworth's Meats, and Paul Bunyan Communications, provider of our internet this morning. Again, Kelly Schultz with you here, courtesy of the Beaver Radio Network. I'm off this weekend from my Bemidji State University Women's College Hockey broadcasts. Also off this weekend from my Whitecaps gig. I cover all the home games for the Minnesota Whitecaps. Brand new National Women's Hockey League team here in the state of hockey, based out of St. Paul, Minnesota, and I make the 3.5-4 hour drive down to the Tria Rink where the Minnesota Wild practice as well. And Minnesota Whitecaps off to a great start so far. They're on the road this weekend, though. So no games for me except today. Four games in all. Again, the Headwaters bracket winners were Brainerd. They defeated Hibbing Chisholm 11-1. Two different players with hat tricks, six different scores for that Brainerd Warrior team. We get you the Minot Wolves out of the West Division, taking on the Grand Forks Greyhounds, who represent the North Division, here in our Blue Ox bracket this morning. They will get started here in a few moments. Actually, get you the starting lineups as we speak. That is coming up here. The Grand Forks Greyhounds squirt escort is Aiden Philippi. The Minot Wolves squirt escort, Wyatt Stilday. Each team sponsored by a local business here in the Bemidji area. Minot sponsored by Slim's Bar and Grill. And the Greyhounds out of Grand Forks sponsored by the Best Western. We will get you our starters here from the Sanford Center in game two of our morning. Grand Forks will be down to my right-hand side. They are wearing black pants, white jerseys with red and black stripes across the shoulders and elbows. Black numbers on their backs outlined in red.
Good morning, Roger. Starting in goal, number 30, Parker Balloon. Starting on defense, number 13, Jackson Radke. At the other defense, number 14, Brock Mattson. Starting at red wing, number 7, Jersey Abrahamson. At left wing, number 9, Easton Panasoff. And starting at center, number 11, Mackley Morelli. Now for the whole team on the scoreboard, the Grand Forks Greyhounds. Starting in goal, number 1, Jonas David. At wing defense, number 2, Bauer Berry. And at the other defense, number 22, Reed Krogstad. Starting at right wing, number 6, Kyle Holtberg. At left wing, number 16, Luke Bidal. And at center, number 26, Tyson Homer. Let's play hockey.
Those are your starters for each team. Again, in between the pipes for Minot will be Parker Ballou. His defensemen will be Jackson Radke and Brock Mattson. Up front, from left to right, will be Easton Panasik, Mackley Morelli at center, and Jersey Abrahamson. The Minot Wolves wearing black jerseys with great gold stripes across their shoulders. I like it. Yeah, it's a different look than we're used to. And then gold helmets. So black and gold, like the Pittsburgh Steelers. And the Minot Wolves win the opening faceoff. It was sent into the offensive zone by Jersey Abrahamson. And now here comes Grand Forks back the other way. They'll slide the puck over along the back wall. Keitel Holtberg. Near wall, that one was driven out. Minot back behind their own net. Grand Forks with the puck. Carried up the ice. Thomas Peterson. Driven to the back wall. Around to the far half boards. Ryder McDonald. Now McDonald tries to carry it right into the flips it high into the chest of the goaltender, Parker Ballou. The first save of the game. 15:56 left here in our first period. Game 2 of our weekend. Or our Sunday, I should say. Blue ox bracket. Greyhounds inside the offensive zone. McDonald at the back wall. Inside the right circle. He'll skate it to the top. Sends it rink wide. Finds Calvin Dahl. Dahl slides it into the left-hand corner. It's picked up there by Minot. Dylan McCann drives it ahead. Is looking for Cohen Schmeichel. He gets to the red line and drives the puck all the way up the ice. Played off the back wall by the Greyhounds. They try to clear it out of their zone. Nice pass. Good, strong battle by Nick Kaiser. Kaiser at the back wall behind the net of the Minot goaltender. Played back to the blue line. Bauer Berry. His pass intercepted and cleared out by Lucas Schoenborn. Minot breaks it out of their zone, up the ice. Here comes Morelli. Morelli still with the puck inside the left circle. Shot, stick save made by Jonas David. Picked up there by Holper. Over on the far half boards, inside the offensive zone for the Greyhounds. Minot tries to break it out. Puck will carried out by Abrahamson. Up the ice. Top of the right circle. Abrahamson plays it back to the blue line. Shot comes right from McCann. Hit traffic out in front of the Greyhound net. Here come the Greyhounds back the other way. Luke Beadall. They're just going to send it into the offensive zone while they peel off for a chain. McCann sends a puck down low. Picked up now by Grand Forks. Greyhounds. Reed Krogstad just laid out one of the Minot players, made it look easy. 13:04 to play here, no score. Greyhounds trying to center the pass. They'll send it back to the blue line onto the stick of Kendall. Brody Kendall's shot smothered there by Parker Blue. Minot Wolves coached by Brian Bauman. Assistant coaches are Corey Gibbons and Sean Dunn. Team manager Lindsay Dubeck. Squirt escort for the Minot Wolves out of the Bemidji Squirts is Wyatt Stilday, sponsored by Slim's Bar and Grill. Grand Forks with the puck inside the offensive zone. It's picked up now by Brock Mattson. Mattson tried to clear. It was kept in at the blue line there by Krogstad. Carried out of the zone by Minot. And the Wolves, rink-wide pass, finds Connor Dunn. Dunn in on the right wing side, has the puck stolen away by Thomas Peterson. Peterson's clearing pass was intercepted. Grand Forks gets control, drives it down low. Minot turns the puck over inside the left circle. Ryan Burris wasn't able to keep control of the puck. Now Minot inside their own zone trying to clear. Jackson Radke not able to clear. It was kept in at the blue line by Kevin Dahl. Nice poke check there in the slot by Jackson Radke. And back the other way, here comes Tegan Strand. Strand, his pass got broken up. Good back and forth hockey game here so far. 11:25 to play in our first period. Still scoreless. Minot with a look. Shot taken there by Cullen Schmeichel. Off the back wall. Grand Forks. Molstead. Tried to break it out of the zone. Molstead. Still had control. Now back the other way. Here comes McCann. McCann with a shot. Nice save made there by Jonas David. At the back wall, Mackley Morelli. Along the far half wall, Shane Bourne. Grand Forks trying to break it out of their zone. Finally get a piece of it. Sent right back in. But offside will be the call. 10:23 to play here in the first period. Today's games being brought to you by Higgins Heating. McDonald's of Bemidji, Otter Tail Power, Paul Bunyan Communications, and Stitz Earth Meats. Inside the offensive zone for Minot. Round to the far wall, back to the blue line. Radke drove it down below the goal line, picked up there by Barry of the Greyhounds. He wasn't able to get it toward the blue line to clear it. Krogstad sends it over to the far half boards. Now Holtberg. Grand Forks with a breakout pass. Nice job there by Beadall. Beadall inside the offensive zone has the puck stripped off of his stick by Easton Panasuk. Now Grand Forks with it. A shot coming and a goal. Nice little pass there by Luke Vidal to Ryder McDonald. And McDonald will put Grand Forks up 1-0. 9:24 to play here in the first. I'll get you the official scoring.
At the 7:36 mark of the first period, Grand Forks Green holds the ball scored by number 20, Ryder McDonald. Assisted by number 16, Luke Vidal. And number 15, Ryder Vidal. McDonald for Vidal and Vidal.
So Vidal and Vidal with the assists. McDonald with the first goal of the game. Another look there for Grand Forks, and that'll be stopped by the goaltender, Parker Ballou. 1-0, Grand Forks Greyhounds lead the Minot Wolves here. First period of our Blue Ox Championship side of the bracket. 30th anniversary of the Paul Bunyan International Youth Hockey Tournament. 16 teams in action today. 8 here for the championship games and 8 at the Bemidji Community Arena for the consolation round. Each team guaranteed 5 games on the weekend. It's not a common thing for most tournaments. This tournament definitely sets itself apart from most. With a spaghetti feed, a root beer float social. The opening ceremonies are spectacular as these teams get to play and be introduced out on the ice, the same rink that the Bemidji State University Division I men's and women's programs play. It's pretty impressive. And the committee that puts it all together, it's a huge committee of folks. Of course, we had a chance to visit with John Carlson, Neil Huey, and David White week ago Wednesday on our Go Green Mill Coaches Show here at the Bemidji Green Mill. That podcast available on our BeaverRadioNetwork.com podcast page. 1-0 Grand Forks leads. Minot trying to get on the scoreboard. If they control inside the offensive zone, they're going to peel off for a change, however. Grand Forks will break the puck up the ice and we'll get our first icing call of the game. 6:55 to play here in our first period. The goal came at 7:36 of the first. It was McDonald from both Beatles. Made it 1-0. Grand Forks with the puck. They'll break it out of their zone. Intercepted. Here comes Aiden Deal. Deal dropped the puck off. It was intercepted back. But Minot keeps it alive. Driven off the back wall. Grand Forks over in the near wall. That puck is broken out of the zone. Chasing it down is Holtberg. Now carried in by Berry. Over into the corner to the back wall, looking for Luke Vidal. It's Minot's Jersey Abrahamson got a piece of this puck and was able to keep Grand Forks from getting the shot off. Abrahamson again. Drives it into the offensive zone. Puck will settle next to the right post. Broken out again by Grand Forks and driven up the ice. They call icing against the Greyhounds. 5:45 left here in our first period. A 1-0 hockey game. Much different than our first game of the day where Brainerd got a good, solid lead in the first over Hibbing Chisholm. Warriors went on to beat Hibbing Chisholm 11-1 in that Headwaters bracket. We will get you caught up on all the scores from the other games happening, of course. And up the ice, here comes Grand Forks again. Thomas Peterson, back wall. Looks for Ryland Vidal. Minot will steal. Breakout pass. Down the stick of Shane Bourne. And it's driven into the offensive zone. It was gloved and dropped there by the goaltender, Jonas David. Minot to the back wall. Intercepted. Krogstad tries to clear. Skating out of the zone was Peterson. He'll drive it down low. Grand Forks peels off for a change. Aiden Deal breaks it out of the zone for Minot. Up the ice, here comes the Wolves. Mackley Morelli tried to wind up and send it into the offensive zone. Now it'll be sent in by Radke. Driven around the boards. Inside the left circle. Picked up there by Panasek. And that one's going to get past Minot at the blue line. And icing will be called against the Greyhounds. Grand Forks Greyhounds, coached by Jason Ulmer. Assistant coaches are Matt Biedahl and Gary Perper. You recognize that last name. Of course, there's a Perper rink in Grand Forks. Of course, that family very involved in hockey. Their team manager, Sarah Biedahl. Scored escort from Bemidji is Aiden Philippi, and their sponsor is the Best Western. So that's your Grand Forks Greyhounds here in this Blue Ox bracket. They represent the North Division. 3:50 left here in this first period. Another icing call against Grand Forks. Again, don't forget, you can follow along on Twitter. And looks like the consolation score from earlier today. Eveleth Gilbert, winners over Virginia 4-3. Here in our championship bracket, it was Brainerd 11, Hibbing Chisholm 1. So there's your scores from earlier. Again, I found that on our Twitter for Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament. It's PBIHT on Twitter. So that's where you can keep up with the scores. We'll keep you posted here as well. Minot trying to break out of their zone. Kept in by Grand Forks. A battle between Holtberg and Radke. Radke gets a handle on it. Driven out of the zone by Minot. Picked up there by Molstead. To Holtberg. His pass ahead looking for Ulmer. Tied up just inside of the Minot blue line. Broken free. Minot will get it back. Radke with it. Skates it back behind the net of his goaltender. Radke trying to get away from Luke Biedahl. Now McCann. Driven ahead. Nice play by Easton Panasek, trying to get past a Grand Forks player. And there's going to be a penalty called against Grand Forks. Jake Molstead. So the first power play of the morning here for these two teams. A tripping call against Jake Molstead. That is the official call. So a power play for another minute 41 for Minot. Their first power play of the day. Driven around the boards by Radke. Radke again with the puck. Into the circle. Finds Abrahamson. His shot lifted high. Up and over the head and off the glass behind the net of the goalie. Now Tegan Strand. Back to the blue line. Aiden Deal. Deal to Strand. Bottom of the circle. Strand. Oh, just missing the one-timer was Abrahamson. Abrahamson finds Radke. Radke with a shot. Big save made there by Jonas David of the Greyhounds. Minute 3 left on the penalty time to Grand Forks' Jake Molstad for tripping. Minute 21 left here in our first period. 1-0 Grand Forks leads. Minot trying to get the equalizer here before this period ends. Oh, not able to keep the play alive. That one turned over by Minot. Their goalie will get a piece of it. Picked up there by Grand Forks Peterson. 39 seconds left in the extra attacker for Minot. 53 seconds left here in this first period. 1-0 Grand Forks. Sent back into Minot's end of the ice. Mattson will collect it. 38 seconds left. Nice poke check there by Luke Biedahl. Biedahl tries to slide that one shorthanded past the goaltender, Ballou. 6 seconds left in the power play for Minot. 2 seconds left on that power play. And now Grand Forks is back out of the penalty box. Icing will be called against Minot with 12.2 seconds left here in the first period. Our Blue Ox Championship bracket here at the Sanford Center. Two more games after this one here this afternoon. With the Blue Ox. Right now, the Lumberjack and the Championship brackets coming up. This bracket brought to you by Holiday Inn Express.
Saves in the first period for Minot's Parker Ballou, 5. And for Grand Forks Greyhounds, Jonas David, 5.
So both goaltenders with 5 saves here in this first period. Looks like they're going to clean the ice off here, get the Zambonis out. So we'll get a bit of a break in between the first and second period here. And then there won't be a break in between the second and third period here this morning of this Blue Ox bracket. But just running through our scoring so far. Only one goal here in this first period. A 1-0 lead for the Grand Forks Greyhounds. Ryder McDonald struck at the 7:36 mark, assisted by Luke and Rylan Biedahl. The lone penalty called there in that first period against Grand Forks was a tripping call against Jake Molstad. That is how things look here after one period of play. We'll come back. Period number 2 after this word from our sponsors.
Higgins Heating, Air Conditioning, and Commercial Refrigeration encourages all the young hockey players playing in the tournament this weekend to follow the principles of good teamwork, fair play, and fun. They welcome all of those who are in town for the tournament. Higgins Heating is Bemidji's premier Lennox dealer since 1946. and handles the best in heating and cooling system for both commercial and residential needs. For quality products and professional service, call Higgins Heating of Bemidji.
McDonald's of Bemidji would like to welcome all of the teams, families, and fans of youth hockey to the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament this weekend. McDonald's invites you to stop in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner while spending time in Bemidji at one of their two convenient locations. McDonald's is a proud sponsor of youth hockey and wishes all of the players the best of luck as you compete in the tournament. Good luck to all of the players this weekend from McDonald's.
When it comes to security, folks around here say,
"Ah, nobody's around."
But thieves say,
"Ah, nobody's around."
A check in the mail is exposed and accessible all day long. Digital payments are secure, fast, and easy. Try ePay from Ottertail Power Company. It's free and available online from wherever you are, even if it's in the middle of nowhere. Visit otpco.com/ePay.
Visit Stitsworth Meats now for the New Year's Surf and Turf Sale. This week only, and while supplies last, Stitsworth Meats has ribeye steaks for just $10.99 a pound. Also while supplies last, Stitsworth has super in-store seafood specials. And as always, check out their great selection of cheeses, brats, jerky, and other holiday favorites. Get ready for your New Year's celebration or just a great meal. And save. Visit Stitsworth Meats on Paul Bunyan Drive, next to Country Kitchen in Bemidji.
Paul Bunyan Communications is your local source for internet, television, and voice services. With the first and only all-fiber optic network in the region, you'll get the fastest internet speeds available, up to a gigabit per second. Plus, Paul Bunyan Television offers hundreds of channels, whole home DVR, PBTV Everywhere, and PBTV HD. And it all comes with the local customer service you deserve. Plus, as a cooperative, you share in our success. Choose Paul Bunyan Communications. We're right here. Service availability depends upon location. Some restrictions may apply.
Welcome back to the Sanford Center here in Bemidji, Minnesota. Kelly Schultz with you. Paul Bunyan International Youth Hockey Tournament. 30th anniversary of this great tournament. 16 teams in all here this weekend in Bemidji. Everybody seemed to have made it through the snowstorm that hit on Wednesday and Thursday. It was quite a crazy snowstorm that we got here in Bemidji, and I know parts of the Twin Cities only got rain. It was very, very strange, but needless to say, everybody made it here safe and sound. And again, one thing to mention about this tournament is very impressed by the outreach to the Humboldt Saskatchewan Peewee AA team, the Broncos, brought to Bemidji with a lot of great people involved. Jim and Becky Haskell, Mike and Jan Ryerson, Pat and Linda Winkler, Bob Aitken, Sue Kringen, and the Bemidji American Legion Post officers, Claude Sand and Harry Settle. Just a really cool story with the tragic accident that happened in April to the Humboldt Broncos junior team. The folks here in Bemidji were committed to raise funds to help the Broncos Peewee A team make it, Peewee Double A team, I should say, make it here to Bemidji for this tournament. And pretty cool to have them part of this tournament. And hopefully they'll come back years to come. But just a neat thing that... you know, when people ask me why I moved from the Twin Cities to Bemidji with my husband 16 years ago, and originally we were only going to be here on the five-year plan because our hopes and dreams were to move on from Division I hockey and move up to the pros, and obviously that's a hard road to take, but, you know, those 5 years turned into 16, and no regrets here from Brian or myself. Being part of such a great community that does reach out to people like the Humboldt Peewee AA team. And it's just a great community to be part of Bemidji and their hockey from the youth all the way up to the college level. Just some of the best people I've ever met in the hockey world are here in Bemidji. from everybody from Robert H. Peters, who helped Bemidji State continue its program for so many years, and of course the rink here at the Sanford Center named in his honor, longtime coach of the Bemidji State men's hockey program, taking them through the NAIA ranks all the way through Division II and up to Division I, and now in the WCHA, and of course also having a big part of getting Bemidji State women's Division I hockey started here. Like I said, Bemidji is a pretty unique community, a great community of hockey people and just general people. But just getting a chance to see this humble Saskatchewan Pee Wee AA team here in Bemidji this weekend, and getting the help from the community to make the trip, it's a pretty cool thing to be part of. And they will be playing in the later bracket consolation round against Devil's Lake, that game at 12:30 this afternoon over at the Bemidji Community Arena. If you get a chance, go over there and cheer on that Humboldt team. Sorry, Devil's Lake. But and then, of course, Bemidji's Pee Wee A team will take on the Grand Forks Seawolves this afternoon at 2:30 in the consolation round of the championship bracket. Again, we've got a couple more games here at the Sanford Center this afternoon. St. Cloud will take on Hastings in the Lumberjack bracket at 12:30. And then the championship game today at 2:30 between Roseau and Champlain Park. Again, two more periods of hockey left here in our Blue Ox bracket between the Grand Forks Greyhounds and the Minot Wolves, as Grand Forks leads 1-0 after one period of play. Again, a great big shout out to all the folks that put on this amazing tournament. It is fun to be part of. By far one of the premier tournaments here in Minnesota. 16 teams, an opening ceremony here on Friday morning at the Sanford Center with all the bells and whistles, a bagpiper, guest speaker. Each team gets a banner to take home. They've got a squirt escort. They're just treated like royalty here over the course of these couple of days here in Bemidji. And then, of course, a spaghetti feed and a root beer float social, and of course a skills competition that took place over at the BCA yesterday. It's all a great weekend of hockey, and couldn't be held in a better community than Bemidji. We will come back with the start of our second period next between Grand Forks and Minot. You're listening to the 30th anniversary of the Paul Bunyan International Youth Hockey Tournament here on paulbunyanhockey.com.
Higgins Heating, Air Conditioning, and Commercial Refrigeration encourages all the young hockey players playing in the tournament this weekend to follow the principles of good teamwork, fair play, and fun. They welcome all those who are in town for the tournament. Higgins Heating is Bemidji's premier Lennox dealer since 1946 and handles the best in heating and cooling system for both commercial and residential needs. For quality products and professional service, call Higgins Heating of Bemidji.
McDonald's of Bemidji would like to welcome all of the teams, families, and fans of youth hockey to the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament this weekend. McDonald's invites you to stop in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner while spending time in Bemidji at one of their two convenient locations. McDonald's is a proud sponsor of youth hockey and wishes all of the players the best of luck as you compete in the tournament. Good luck to all of the players this weekend from McDonald's.
Okay, we're at 3,500 feet. You ready?
Of course! I just enrolled in ePay from Otter Tail Power Company. Managing my account is so easy. And ePay is available on my phone. Anytime, anywhere, even way up here.
Go, go, go!
Try something new!
Free, easy, mobile. Woo-hoo! Enroll at otpco.com/ePay. Otter Tail Power Company.
Paul Bunyan Communications is your local source for internet, television, and voice services. With the first and only all-fiber optic network in the region, you'll get the fastest internet speeds available, up to a gigabit per second. Plus, Paul Bunyan Television offers hundreds of channels, whole home DVR, PBTV Everywhere, and PBTV HD. And it all comes with the local customer service you deserve. Plus, as a cooperative, you share in our success. Choose Paul Bunyan Communications. We're right here. Service availability depends upon location. Some restrictions may apply.
Visit Stitsworth Meats now for the New Year's Surf and Turf Sale. This week only, and while supplies last, Stitsworth Meats has ribeye steaks for just $10.99 a pound. Also while supplies last, Stitsworth has super in-store seafood specials. And as always, check out their great selection of cheeses, brats, jerky, and other holiday favorites. Get ready for your New Year's celebration or just a great meal. And save. Visit Stitsworth Meats on Paul Bunyan Drive, next to Country Kitchen in Bemidji.
Welcome back to the Sanford Center here in Bemidji, Minnesota. Kelly Schultz with you, courtesy of the Beaver Radio Network and PaulBunyanHockey.com. Thanks for tuning in this morning. A couple of scores to get you caught up with. The Headwaters bracket earlier this morning. The championship game won by Brainerd. Warriors winners 11-1 over Hibbing Chisholm. In the consolation game of that bracket, it was Eveleth Gilbert with a 4-3 win over Virginia. Our score after one period of play here, Grand Forks leading Minot 1-0 in the Blue Ox bracket championship game. The other side of that bracket, the consolation game being played right now between Thief River Falls and Dryden. Coming up at 12:30, it'll be St. Cloud versus Hastings here at the Sanford Center in the Lumberjack bracket. On the consolation round will be Humboldt taking on Devil's Lake. Those are 12:30 start times. And then the championship games coming up at 2:30 this afternoon. It'll be Roseau versus Champlain Park here at the Sanford Center, and Bemidji taking on the Grand Forks Seawolves in the consolation game of that bracket. So that's what's happening the rest of today. Our final games of the Paul Bunyan International Youth Hockey Tournament. As we get you a period number two. Two teams have switched sides. Grand Forks will be skating from my left to right to start the second period, wearing their white jerseys with red and black stripe, black numbers on their backs. Minot. I knew I was going to do that at least once today. Minot wearing black and gold. I like their jerseys. Just going to say that. Their jerseys are really cool. They got stripes from front to back across their shoulders, not from shoulder to shoulder. It's from front to back, and they look almost like tigers, not wolves, but they are the Wolves. Pretty cool peewee jerseys. Probably the coolest peewee jerseys I've seen so far. We are underway as Minot battles for the puck inside their own zone. They will break it out. Abrahamson sent it out to center. It was intercepted by Kevin Dahl. Now Minot with the puck. Back up the ice, here comes Abrahamson. And on the left wing side, puck is swept away by Dahl, the defender. Out to center, Minot will come back up with the puck and send it back into the offensive zone. Right up the slot, it was intercepted again. Kendall. Now up to Beadle. Beadle tries to put that one in, clanks it off the post. Nice defensive work there by Aiden Deal. Watching the puck and able to get a handle on it, helping out his goaltender. Parker Ballou made five saves in the first period, as did Jonas David of the Greyhounds. He also made five saves. Grand Forks with a 1-0 lead here, with 15:40 left in the second period. Nice big stop by Parker Ballou.� 1-0 our score. 15-20 to play. Puck settles out at center. Picked up there by Rylan Beadle. He has a poke checked away. Grand Forks chases it into their own zone. Reed Krogstad. Now broken out of the zone by Rylan Burris. Driven into Minot territory. Deal collects it. Sends it over to the near corner. Jackson Radke is there. He's not able to jam it up the far wall. It was stopped by Nick Kaiser. Kaiser back to the near side of the blue line. It gets just past Reed Krogstad. Now back the other way comes Minot. Molstad will get a piece of it. Sent out to center ice. The pass from Radke just missing his teammate there at the blue line. 14-15 to play here in this second period. Still a 1-0 lead for Grand Forks Greyhounds. Shots on net in favor of Grand Forks, 6-5. Ooh, centering pass came from the back wall, was intended for Grand Forks' Tyson Ulmer. He got the shot off. A quick save made by Parker Ballou. Nice stop by Ballou. As Grand Forks was trying to go back door on that play. Grand Forks right off the draw. Oh, that one's going to get, actually, going to wave that off. They blew the whistle, thought he had control of it. Minot gets a break here. Ballou had a good look at it. It's the puck just trickled right between his pads. They had already blown the play dead, though. So Grand Forks still leads 1-0. Slid just wide of the net by Kaidel Holtberg. Tied up over on the far wall. Minot tries to break it free. Picked up now and sent ahead by Deal. Found it. Shaneborn. Now over on the right wing side, a shot taken there by Mattson is held onto by Jonas David. 13:06 left here in our second period. 1-0 Grand Forks. Greyhounds. Lone goal came at the 7:36 mark of the first period. It was Ryder McDonald from Rylan and Luke Beadle. Minot drives the puck deep. Picked up now by Grand Forks. They will break it out of the zone. Peterson sends it back over the blue line into Minot territory. And way offside. Grand Forks had a player at the bottom of the right circle. And the puck came out of the zone and he carried it right back in. What were you doing? Oh, boy. Don't see that very often. That was way offside. 12:33 to play here in the second period. 1-0 Grand Forks. Faceoff comes just outside of Minot's zone. Faceoff was won by Ryan Burris. Sent in on net. It'll be smothered there. Ooh, a little pushing and shoving there between Sam Bauman and Jackson Radke. Radke protecting his goaltender. Faceoff right circle again. Minot wins the draw. Radke now sent ahead. Tegan Strand. Here comes Strand racing up the right wing side. He swept it to the back wall. Panasek not able to get to it. Picked up there by Bauer Berry, the defender for the Greyhounds. driven out to center. Minot. Now Grand Forks with it. Abrahamson had battled for the puck out at center. Sent into the Minot zone. Driven up the ice. It'll be an icing call against Minot. Easton Panasek wasn't able to catch up with the puck. We'll get a faceoff all the way down to my right. Faceoff, left circle, just to the right of the goaltender, Parker Blue. Minot had won the draw. Send it into the offensive zone, chasing it down is Brock Mattson. Mattson gets to it first, skates around back behind the net of Jonas David. Puck is stolen away there by Kevin Dahl. Out to center, head man pass. Came from Molstad. Luke Biedahl tried to carry it toward the net. A shot, big stop there by Ballou. Now Holtberg. Blue line Molstad, his shot. Blocked right out in front, another shot, smothered. Oh, what a save. Ballou got some help from a couple of his teammates, including Cohen Schmeichel. Somehow kept the puck from going past the goal line. Wow. And now I believe we're going to get a penalty coming up for too many players, possibly, for Grand Forks. Let's see what they call. Let's see what they call this. I thought it was too many players. 10:34 to play here in this second period. 1-0, Grand Forks still leads. Minot will be going on a power play here. I was right, too many players. All of a sudden I'm counting and the whistle and there were six players on the ice and one was just coming off the ice. So they were trying to catch their mistake before they got caught with that mistake. Minute 30 left on the penalty time to the Greyhounds being served by Holtberg. Minot's power play unit out there. Radke places the puck ahead to Connor Dunn. Dunn sent it off the skates of Panasek into the corner. Dunn will chase it. Greyhounds come up with it. They try to clear it. Kept in by Minot briefly. Cleared up the ice by Brody Kendall. Grand Forks. Tyson Ulmer drove that one off the back wall. Now shorthanded chance there for Luke Biedahl. Biedahl trying to wrap the puck around. Got stopped by Ballou. 25 seconds left in the power play time for Minot. Minot trying to get something started here. Radke with the puck. He'll skate up the ice over all three lines. Radke tries to get past one defender. Skates all the way around back behind the net. Centers it out in front. Shot coming. That came off of the stick of Abrahamson. He was looking for Mattson with a tip in, and he couldn't get it to him. Grant Forks back to full strength. McDonald. The back wall. Minot will get control. Mattson along the far half boards. Breakout pass finds Radke. Radke back inside the offensive zone. Radke got bumped off the play. Grand Forks able to clear it. We've driven into the offensive zone. Poke checked away from one of the Greyhounds by Brock Mattson. Tied up in the corner. Now Strand along the near wall. Mattson back to the blue line for McCann. McCann winds up and fires. It was blocked out in front, but picked up now by the Wolves, and they'll drive that one in on net. It came off of the stick of Brock Mattson. He didn't get all of it, but he definitely got it on net. Smothered there by Jonas David. 7:29 left here in our second period. It's the Blue Ox bracket of our Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament. Here from the Sanford Center in Bemidji. Greyhounds are able to clear their zone, then might not get called offside. We'll get a face-off. Face-off will come out to center, actually. Nice pass from Deal to McGann. Driven into the offensive zone again by Minot. Good solid battle here between these two teams. Shot blasted there by McCann, top of the right circle, just missing wide. Molstad for the Greyhounds. Plays it off the back wall, finds Kendall. Kendall tried to clear. Broken out to center. Carried back into the offensive zone by the Greyhounds, Luke Beadall. Kendall sends it in on net. It's smothered there by Parker Ballou. Minot representing the West Division of the tournament this weekend, while the Grand Forks Greyhounds represent the North Division. Minot got here by defeating Dryden in the bracket play 4-3 yesterday. While the, big shot and a goal. That one slides off the rebound and gets past Minot's goaltender, Parker Ballou. A rebound goal here scored by Grand Forks puts them up 2-0. We'll get you the official scoring. With 6:12 left here in the second. The goaltender change coming for Minot. They will put Blaze Ostrom in. Where's the number one? He will come in. So, .10:48, the time of the goal. Oh, another big save made there by the relief goaltender, Blaze Ostrom. The goal scoring looks like this. Rylan Burris from Bauman and Krogstad. Face-off right circle. Minot won the draw. Carried out of the zone there by Easton Panasek. Pass was intercepted. Back up the ice. Shot taken there by Minot. Centering pass out in front. Oh, big save made there by Jonas David. Puck was bouncing all over the place. Brock Mattson over in the near corner for Minot. Back to the blue line, finds Radke. Radke slides that one right down the slot. It was blocked there by Molstad. Kept in briefly, and then offside will be the call against Minot. 2-0 Grand Forks. Again, they struck at the 7:36 mark of the first period. It was McDonald from both Beatles. And then here in the second period at the 10:48 mark, made it 2-0 from Burris, assisted by Bauman and Krogstad. 4:36 left here in our second period. Beetle and Holbert racing back up the ice. Beetle tries to put that one in on net and stop there. Hit traffic. Now Tegan Strand carries it back the other way. Out to center. Flipped into the offensive zone. Finds the stick of Shane Bourne. Kendall carries it right back out of Grand Forks territory. Kendall racing up the ice. Nice stop there by Blaze Ostrom. Kept in at the near side of the blue line by Kendall of the Grand Forks Greyhounds. Minot will break it up the ice, and icing will be called against Minot. One thing about peewee hockey I'm not used to seeing in college hockey is when you ice the puck, you have to stay out on the ice. These guys get to get a little breather from play in peewee hockey. They're not going to make these kids stay out there if they ice the puck like they do in college hockey. Here comes Minot up the ice. Off the back wall, sent by Abrahamson. Over to the near half boards. Grand Forks will break it out. Off the ice, here comes Rylan Burris. Burris got stopped by Dylan McCann. Sent out to center. Carried right back in by Krogstad. And a shot. Covered up by Parker Ballou. Blaze Ostrom. After Ballou gave up that goal at the 10:48 mark of the second period, the Minot Wolves coaching staff pulled him and put in Blaze Ostrom. Just under 3 minutes to play here in the second period. 2-0 Grand Forks Greyhounds over the Minot Wolves. Two teams out of North Dakota playing for the Blue Ox Championship here in the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament this weekend. Back behind the net of the Minot goaltender. Nice pass. Breakout pass finds the stick of Easton Panasek. He'll carry it in on the right wing side. Centers it. Oh, was looking for Schmeichel. Who's overshot, kept in the at the blue line by Radke. Played to the back wall. Over to the near corner. Grand Forks will come up with it. Bauer Berry. Flipped down the slot there by Dylan McCann. Minot still controls inside the offensive zone. Strand with it. Tries to make a move into the circle. He'll play it back to the blue line. Shot taken by Radke. That hit traffic. Grand Forks will clear it up the ice. They say it was touched up by one of the Grand Forks players. Shot comes off the stick of Panasek. Back out to center. Flipped right back into the offensive zone by Radke. 1:16 left here in our second period. 2-0 Grand Forks. Minot trying to get on the board. Oh, Vidal clears. Up the ice comes Hultberg. Right wing side is pass, intercepted. Nice big play there by Mackley Morelli. And Shane Bourne will chase it. And kick it into the corner. He lost his stick on the play. Grand Forks will come away with it. And break it out of their zone again to Hultberg. Dropped off for Ulmer. Ulmer's shot hit traffic. Blocked out in front of the net of Ostrom. Morelli sends it into the offensive zone for Minot. Now Radke with it along the left wing side. He'll skate it into the corner. His centering pass goes back to the blue line. A shot. Big rebound given up there by Jonas David. Now Strand at the back wall gets bumped into, pushed down, and that'll do it for period number two. We're going to get a penalty at the last part of the second period. As Strand got hauled down, headed to the penalty box will be Tyson Ulmer once we start our third period. Again, our score 2-0 here after two periods of play. Take a break. Thank our sponsors here this afternoon, Higgins Heating, McDonald's, Ottertail Power, Paul Benning Communications, and Stitzworth's. Thanks to those folks, I am here this morning bringing you all the action from the 30th anniversary of the Paul Benning International Youth Hockey Tournament. A 2-0 lead for Grand Forks Greyhounds over Minot Wolves here. The Wolves will start out on a power play for the third period when we come back.
Higgins Heating, Air Conditioning, and Commercial Refrigeration encourages all the young hockey players playing in the tournament this weekend to follow the principles of good teamwork, fair play, and fun. They welcome all of those who are in town for the tournament. Higgins Heating is Bemidji's premier Lennox dealer since 1946 and handles the best in heating and cooling system for both commercial and residential needs. For quality products and professional service, call Higgins Heating of Bemidji.
McDonald's of Bemidji would like to welcome all of the teams, families, and fans of youth hockey to the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament this weekend. McDonald's invites you to stop in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner while spending time in Bemidji at one of their two convenient locations. McDonald's is a proud sponsor of youth hockey and wishes all of the players the best of luck as you compete in the tournament. Good luck to all of the players this weekend from McDonald's.
When it comes to security, folks around here say,
"Ah, nobody's around."
But thieves say,
"Ah, nobody's around."
A check in the mail is exposed and accessible all day long. Digital payments are secure, fast, and easy. Try ePay from Ottertail Power Company. It's free and available online from wherever you are, even if it's in the middle of nowhere. Visit otpco.com/ePay.
Paul Bunyan Communications is your local source for internet, television, and voice services. With the first and only all-fiber-optic network in the region, you'll get the fastest internet speeds available, up to a gigabit per second. Plus, Paul Bunyan Television offers hundreds of channels, whole home DVR, PBTV Everywhere, and PBTV HD. And it all comes with the local customer service you deserve. Plus, as a cooperative, you share in our success. Choose Paul Bunyan Communications. We're right here. Service availability depends upon location. Some restrictions may apply.
Welcome back to the Sanford Center in Bemidji, Minnesota. Kelly Schultz with you. Period number three underway here. Minot on a two-minute power play. After a tripping call was called against Minot got called for a penalty there. I thought it was going to be called against the Greyhounds at the end of that period. So Tegan Strand in the penalty box for Minot. The Greyhounds on the power play. Greyhounds now skating from my right to left here to start this third period as they try to close the gap. Oh, big save made there by Blaze Ostrom. Greyhounds Rink-wide pass finds Bauer Berry. Berry skates it into the right-hand corner. He'll skate it all the way around into the left-hand corner. Centers that one out in front. Puck loose, and the rebound goes past. And Tyson Ulmer with a power play goal. Puts Grand Forks up 3-0. Just 54 seconds in, or excuse me, 56 seconds in to our third.
Green Hill goals scored by number 6, Tyson Ulmer. Assisted by number 6, Kyle Holtenberg. And number 2, Bauer Berry. Ulmer from the Holtenberg area.
Again, 56 seconds, the time of that power play goal for Grand Forks. They lead 3-0. Ulmer from Holtenberg and Berry. So all three goals scored here today by Grand Forks Greyhounds, three different goal scorers. No one with more than 1 point. Shot taken there by Peterson was gloved and held onto by Ostrom. Shots on net in favor of Grand Forks, 22-10. The Greyhounds with a 3-0 lead in the Blue Ox Championship side of the bracket. Got the Lumberjack bracket coming up. Here comes Minot up the ice. Stopped at the blue line. Big defensive play there for Grand Forks. Cohen Schmeichel up the ice for Minot. Sends it into the left-hand corner. Slides the puck over to the right-hand corner. It's intercepted there by Bauman. Back inside Grand Forks territory. Molstad will clear it. And it's touched up offside there by Mackley Morelli. We'll get a faceoff just outside of Grand Forks' blue line. Again, goals scored here today by Grand Forks. McDonald, Burris, and Ulmer. 3-0. Our score with 14:15 left in the hockey game. Minot carries it back into the offensive zone, driven to the back wall. Grand Forks tries to exit their zone and are able to. Bouncing puck onto the stick of Holtenberg. Holtenberg's shot sent wide, went off the back wall, behind the net of Ostrom. Now picked up over on the far wall. Beetle tries to wrap that one around, was stopped. Flipped out to center. Grand Forks as Holtenberg drives the puck deep. Chased down there by Beadle. It's collected by Minot. Up the ice was Radke. His pass to no one. And now Grand Forks, Ryland Beadle. A penalty coming up here against Minot for a hooking. Minot gets called for their second penalty of the game. They gave up a power play goal to the Greyhounds. And in the penalty box for the Wolves will be Morelli. Grand Forks Greyhounds on another power play here in this third period. They are 1-for-1. Minot they call that an icing? They're on the penalty kill. I'm so confused. Off the back wall. It's 5-on-4 for Grand Forks. Grand Forks has a puck inside the offensive zone. Hultberg in the corner, centering it. It's tipped aside. Pass was deflected off the skates of Radke. Another icing call. Centering it out in front of the Minot goaltender. Nice defensive work there. Tegan Strand will carry it back up the ice. Brock Mattson had a beautiful play that kept Grand Forks from making it a four-goal game. 28 seconds left on the power play for Grand Forks. Sent up the ice. Back behind the net of Ostrom. Minot's back to full strength. Here comes Minot's. Mackley Morelli carries it toward the net. Had his stick lifted. Nice big play there for Jake Molstad. Morelli would have gotten the shot off. And now Grand Forks able to clear it. Kaiser had his stick lifted. Minot gets stopped at the blue line. Big defensive play there by Calvin Dahl. Ryland Biedahl, bottom of the right circle. Bumped off the play there by Connor Dunn. Dunn, his breakout pass to Schmeichel. .10:04 left to play here in this third period. 3-0 lead for Grand Forks. The Greyhounds in the championship round of the Blue Ox bracket. And we get another penalty coming up, this time on the Greyhounds of Grand Forks. Last year, the Grand Forks Greyhounds were the overall champion, while the Lumberjack champion was the Grand Forks Seawolves. Bemidji was the Blue Ox. Luke Biedahl with the penalty. I think it was a tripping call. Shot comes right on target. Stick save made there by Jonas David. Minot out at center. Carried back into the offensive zone by Morelli. Inside the left circle. It's stolen away there by Dahl. Driven to the back wall by Radke. And all the way up the ice it goes. Icing call 3-0 Grand Forks Greyhounds. 8:40 left in our hockey game here. Minot had won the draw. Nice shot. Hit traffic, though. It was taken there by Radke on the power play. 44 seconds left in the extra attacker for Minot. Grand Forks with a shot. It came from the far wall off the stick of Reed Krogstad. Back the other way. Here comes Minot. Into the offensive zone. Strand along the near wall. Played to the blue line. Radke to Strand. Strand skating around trying to get away from everybody. Radke, a shot tipped in by Jersey Abrahamson. Minot gets on the scoreboard, their first goal of the game. Here in the third period, nicely set up. We'll get you the official scoring. That was a beautiful play. 3-1 our score, 7:48 to play here in our hockey game, and Minot making things interesting. They always say a two-goal lead is one of the most dangerous leads to have. Another shot came right up the chest of Jonas David. Minot trying to strike again and keep the momentum going. 7:12 to play. Picked up there by Aiden Deal. He had an assist on that. First goal scored for the Minot Wolves. Shot comes in. Big save made. Smothered there by the goaltender, Ostrom. Oh, where'd the puck go? Kept out of the net there. So Abrahamson from Radke and Deal. And came late in the third. There's like 7 minutes left. 6:38 left here in our hockey game. A shot jammed at by Grand Forks. Kevin, is it Dahl? And Tyson Ulmer, actually. 3-1 our score. Grand Forks still leads by two. Minot wins the draw. Carried out of the zone. Shaneborn out to center. And the puck will be sent up the ice. We'll get an icing call. And a stoppage here with 6:16 to play. Grand Forks still out shooting. Minot. Minot's had some good looks here late, though. Grand Forks on a 3-on-1. Oh, nice stop there by Dylan McCann of Minot. Got in the way of the pass. He's coming from Peterson to Bedal. Nice play off of his skate. Strand plays it to a stick. Back inside the offensive zone is Minot. Puck is stolen away. Dahl clears it out. McDonald and Peterson will peel off for a change along with Ryland B. Dahl. Minot, Easton Panasuk sends it into the offensive zone. Stopped. Nice big play at the blue line. Radke collects the clear breakout pass. by Grand Forks. Let's see if Minot can make this thing interesting here. Down by two. Shot from inside the right circle comes off the stick of Morelli. Morelli again in the corner. Bumped off the play by a couple of Greyhounds. Mattson sends it back into the corner. He's looking for Morelli. Mattson slides that one to the back wall. Chasing it was Radke. Back to the blue line now. Grand Forks will collect it. That'll be icing. Mackley Morelli had a couple of chances there for Minot. 4:34 left here. We'll see if Minot decides to pull their goaltender at any point here. They're only down by two. Minot wins the draw. Puck will be misplayed there at the blue line. They have to tag back up. Grand Forks sends it into the offensive zone. To the back wall. Strand and Deal trying to break it away from a couple of Greyhounds. Centering pass out in front. Stopped there by Ostrom. With 4 minutes left in our hockey game. 3-1 Grand Forks Greyhounds. Goal scored by McDonald, Burris, and Ulmer. Before the Minot Wolves were able to finally get on the scoreboard. With Abrahamson's goal that came at the 7 minute mark or so of our third period. Tied up over on the far wall. Grand Forks controls. Luke Bedall finds Bauer Berry. His shot sails high over the head of Ostrom. Tied up over on that far wall. Bedall centers it out in front. Swept away there. Nice big defensive play there for Aiden Deal. Tied up in the corner. Strand will come away with it. Strand battles for the puck. Loose puck was intercepted briefly there by McDonald. Now back the other way, Minot. They're going to drive it into the offensive zone. Peel off for a change. Fresh skates out there for Minot Wolves. 2:45 left here in our hockey game. Oh. Grand Forks. Greyhounds go up 4-1 on that play that came right across the crease. Skating in with it was Reed Krogstad. And Krogstad with his first goal of the game makes it 4-1. 2:43 left. Krogstad unassisted. Krogstad unassisted. 4-1 our score here with 2:30 left in the third. Blue Ox championship game between Minot and Grand Forks, the Greyhounds. There's Grand Forks with two teams in this tournament this weekend. The Seawolves also playing this afternoon. Face off right circle. Minot had won the draw. Not able to keep it inside the zone. They have an empty net right now. 2 minutes left. kept in at the blue line this time. Tied up. Trying to find where the puck went. Strand with it now in the corner. His pass out in front. Oh, just missing the stick of Shane Bourne. Minute 36 left here in our hockey game. 4-1 Grand Forks leads. Shane Bourne lost the puck. Oh, kept in there by McGann. McGann drives it to the back wall. Shane Bourne is there. No goaltender for Minot. Driven into the corner by Radke. Grand Forks tries to peel it out of the zone. Kept in. Nice work there by Shane Bourne. Puck's going to come out of the zone and will be chased down by McCann inside of his own zone. Grand Forks tries to come up with it. Now Shane Bourne with it. Rink-wide pass looking for Strand in the neutral zone. Intercepted there by Ulmer of Grand Forks. He'll play it aside for Kendall. Off the wall and out to center it goes. Minot will collect it. McCann. His pass intercepted, and now Grand Forks has a chance at an empty net. That one just misses. Came off the stick of Hopper. 19 seconds left here in our hockey game. 4-1 Grand Forks Greyhounds. Morelli not able to carry it in onside. His teammate Anisek was trying to make his way out of the zone at that time. So we get a face-off outside of the Grand Forks blue line. 4-1 lead here for Grand Forks. They will be the Blue Ox champions this morning. Afternoon. It's finally afternoon. 2 seconds left. I'll hand it to Minot. They never let up. Minot with a great battle there. And Grand Forks Greyhounds come away with the 4-1 win here this afternoon in the Blue Ox bracket of the our championship game of the bracket. Again, goals scored for the Greyhounds. Ryder McDonald struck at the 7:36 mark. Both Beadle with the assists. And then in the second period, they would go up 2-0. Rylan Burris from Bauman and Krogstad. Then Ulmer and Krogstad added the other two goals.
Number one, Jonas Bailey. Number two, Bala Berry. Number five, Jake Molstad. Number six, Kendall Holberg. Number seven, Brody Kendall. Number eight, Nick Kaiser. Number 10, Rylan Burris. Number 11, Sam Bowman. Number 12, Thomas Peterson. Number 15, Rylan Beadle. Number 16, Luke Beadle. Number 19, Grant Carter. Number 20, Ryder McDonald. Number 22, Reed Troxler. Number 25, Tavin Dahl. Number 26, Tyson Bowman. Number 30, Tucker Hager. Squirt Escort, Aiden Philippine. Coaches Jason Ulmer, Matt Beadle, and Gary Kirker.
Again, the winner of the Blue Ox bracket here this morning is the Grand Forks Greyhounds. A 4-1 win here this morning. And we will come back with the start of our third game of the day in just a few minutes. Again, thanks to our great sponsors of our broadcast this morning, Higgins Heating, McDonald's of Bemidji, Otter Tail Power, Powell Bunyan Communications, and Stitzworth's Meats. Thanks for joining me for the Blue Ox Bracket. Up next is the Lumberjack Bracket between St. Cloud and Hastings. We'll return for that in just a moment.
Higgins Heating, Air Conditioning, and Commercial Refrigeration encourages all the young hockey players playing in the tournament this weekend to follow the principles of good teamwork, fair play, and fun. They welcome all of those who are in town for the tournament. Higgins Heating is Bemidji's premier Lennox dealer since 1946 and handles the best in heating and cooling system for both commercial and residential needs. For quality products and professional service, call Higgins Heating of Bemidji.
McDonald's of Bemidji would like to welcome all of the teams, families, and fans of youth hockey to the Paul Bunyan International Hockey Tournament this weekend. McDonald's invites you to stop in for breakfast, lunch, or dinner while spending time in Bemidji at one of their two convenient locations. McDonald's is a proud sponsor of youth hockey and wishes all of the players the best of luck as you compete in the tournament. Good luck to all of the players this weekend from McDonald's.
Okay, we're at 3,500 feet. You ready?
Of course! I just enrolled in ePay from Otter Tail Power Company. Managing my account is so easy. And ePay is available on my phone. Anytime, anywhere, even way up here.
Go, go, go.
Try something new!
Free, easy, mobile. Woo-hoo! Enroll at otpco.com/ePay. Otter Tail Power Company.
Paul Bunyan Communications is your local source for internet, television, and voice services. With the first and only all-fiber optic network in the region, you'll get the fastest internet speeds available, up to a gigabit per second. Plus, Paul Bunyan Television offers hundreds of channels, whole home DVR, PBTV Everywhere, and PBTV HD. And it all comes with the local customer service you deserve. Plus, as a cooperative, you share in our success. Choose Paul Bunyan Communications. We're right here. Service availability depends upon location. Some restrictions may apply.
Visit Stitzworth Meats now for the New Year's Surf and Turf Sale. This week only, and while supplies last, Stitzworth Meats has ribeye steaks for just $10.99 a pound. Also while supplies last, Stitzworth has super in-store seafood specials. And as always, check out their great selection of cheeses, brats, jerky, and other holiday favorites. Get ready for your New Year's celebration or just a great meal. And save. Visit Stitzworth Meats on Paul Bunyan Drive next to Country Kitchen in Bemidji.